Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Ram Goldar, Anthony Mazaka Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Test. The end of the sixth parak, Nigmar Hadin, and the beginning of the seventh parak, Arba Misos. The Zichu Mazaka Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara describes Yoav's trial. But Nayahu asked him why he killed Avner. And Yoav explained he was the Goel HaAdam for his brother Asael, whom Avner killed. But Nayahu argued that Asael was a Rodef, a pursuer, who was trying to kill Avner, and Avner was permitted to kill him. Yoav replied, Hayel Hatzil Be'elchmei Avarav. Avner could have saved himself through injuring one of Asael's limbs, so killing him constitutes murder. He pointed out that Avner struck him precisely at the fifth rib, but Makum Shemarav Akavid Tuimbo, where the gallbladder and liver hang, and surely could have disarmed him with one of his limbs. Accepting his argument for killing Avner, Benayahu asked him why he killed Amasa, and Yoav said he was a Morid B'Malchus, a rebel against the king, because he didn't carry out the king's command to gather troops within the allotted time. Benayahu responded that Amasa's delay was because the men had begun learning Torah, and he darshaned that one must not interrupt learning even for the king's command. The Gemara concludes that Yoav was killed as a Morid B'Malchus for following Adonijah's rebellion. Point number two, the Pasuk says that Yoav sent messengers after Avner, b'yeshiva oso mebor hasira, and they brought him back from Bor Hasira. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana darshans this name. Bor Hasira gamru lo Avner sheyareg. A pit and a thorn caused Avner to be killed. This refers to two incidents when Shaul might have reconciled with David if not for Avner. In the first incident, David had an opportunity to kill Shaul and instead took his spear and water container, his boar, and in the second cut off a piece of his cloak, demonstrating he did not want to kill Shaul. Instead of convincing Shaul of this point, Avner suggested in the first incident that a soldier had given the items to David and in the second that a thorn, a seer, tore his cloak. The Pasuk says Yoav took Avner aside to the midst of Hashar, the gate, which Rabbi Yochanan explains, Shadanu Din Sanhedrin. He judged him as a Sanhedrin would, but confronting Avner over his killing Asael with the argument before. Yoav took Avner aside to speak with him, Beshali, in peace, which Rav darshans al iske shalot, regarding taking off a shoe. Yoav asked Avner how a woman without hands performs chalitza, and when Avner bent forward to demonstrate removing a shoe with his teeth, Yoav killed him. And point number three, the seventh parak begins, Arba Misus Nimsru Beis Din. Four types of execution were given over to Beis Din. Skila, Srefa, Herek, Vechenek. Stoning, burning, beheading, and strangulation. Listing in descending order of severity. Rav Shimon's order of severity is Srefa, Skila, Chenek, Vechenek. Rav Sechora said in Rav Huna's name, Kol Makvin Shoshanu Chochamim Derech Minyan, wherever the sages taught a Mishnah as a list, in Muktam Umeucher, there is no significance to what is earlier and later, meaning it doesn't indicate a particular order of importance or sequence except regarding Shiva Samanim, the seven cleaning agents for determining if a stain is need of blood, which must be applied precisely in the Mishnah's order. Rav Papa Saba quoted Rav saying that our Mishnah's list is also particular. Since the Tanaim debate the order of severity of the four misos, the list is obviously particular. Rav Sechora agrees, but was not referring to disputes. Amoraim disagreed. The orders of the Yom Kippur Avodah and Karban Tamid are also exceptions. Rav Sechora's intent was that the listed order of Chalitza is not Ma'akiv, and the list of the Kohanim's clothing is not sequential. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara describes Yoav's trial. But Nayahu asked him why he killed Avner, and Yoav explained he was the Goel HaAdam for his brother Asael, whom Avner killed. But Nayahu argued that Asael was a Rodef, a pursuer, who was trying to kill Avner, and Avner was permitted to kill him. Yoav replied, Hayel Hatzil Be'elchmei Avarav. Avner could have saved himself through injuring one of Asael's limbs, so killing him constitutes murder. He pointed out that Avner struck him precisely at the fifth rib, but Makum Shemarav Akavid Tuimbo, where the gallbladder and liver hang, and surely could have disarmed him with one of his limbs. Accepting his argument for killing Avner, Benayahu asked him why he killed Amasa, and Yoav said he was a Morid B'Malchus, a rebel against the king, because he didn't carry out the king's command to gather troops within the allotted time. Benayahu responded that Amasa's delay was because the men had begun learning Torah, and he darshaned that one must not interrupt learning even for the king's command. The Gemara concludes that Yoav was killed as a Morid B'Malchus for following Adonijah's rebellion. Point number two, the Pasuk says that Yoav sent messengers after Avner, b'yeshiva oso mebor hasira, and they brought him back from Bor Hasira. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana darshans this name. Bor Hasira gamru lo Avner sheyareg. A pit and a thorn caused Avner to be killed. This refers to two incidents when Shaul might have reconciled with David if not for Avner. In the first incident, David had an opportunity to kill Shaul and instead took his spear and water container, his boar, and in the second cut off a piece of his cloak, demonstrating he did not want to kill Shaul. Instead of convincing Shaul of this point, Avner suggested in the first incident that a soldier had given the items to David, and in the second that a thorn, a seer, tore his cloak. The pasuk says Yoav took Avner aside to the midst of Hashar, the gate, which Rabbi Yochanan explains Shadanu Din Sanhedrin. He judged him as a Sanhedrin would, but confronting Avner over his killing Asael with the argument before. Yoav took Avner aside to speak with him Beshali in peace, which Rav darshens al iske shalo regarding taking off a shoe. Yoav asked Avner how a woman without hands performs chalitza, and when Avner bent forward to demonstrate removing a shoe with his teeth, Yoav killed him. And point number three, the seventh parak begins, Arba Mises Nimsru Beis Din. Four types of execution were given over to Beis Din. Skila, Srefa, Herek, Vechenek. Stoning, burning, beheading, and strangulation. Listing in descending order of severity. Rav Shimon's order of severity is Srefa, Skila, Chenek, Vechenek. Rav Sechora said in Rav Huna's name, Kol Makvin Shoshanu Chachamim Derech Minyan, wherever the sages taught a Mishnah as a list, in Mukdam Umeucher, there is no significance to what is earlier and later, meaning it doesn't indicate a particular order of importance or sequence except regarding Shiva Samanim, the seven cleaning agents for determining if a stain is need of blood, which must be applied precisely in the Mishnah's order. Rav Papa Saba quoted Rav saying that our Mishnah's list is also particular. Since the Tanaim debate the order of severity of the four misos, the list is obviously particular. Rav Sechora agrees, but was not referring to disputes. Amoraim disagreed the orders of the Yom Kippur Avodah and Karban Tamid are also exceptions. Rav Sechora's intent was that the listed order of Chalitza is not Ma'akiv, and the list of the Kohanim's clothing is not sequential. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Mem Tes, and our standard Siman is meat, and we often use a butcher for the Siman, so here goes. The butcher who was killed by a Goel Hadam for killing a man with a carving knife in the fifth rib, after he ruined the peacemaking meat boar wrapped in a king's cloak by inserting a thorn into it, had always insisted that the items on his dinner menu be listed in order of importance. Once again, slow motion. The butcher, that must be Siman Daf Mem Tes, meat. The butcher who was killed by a Goel Hadam for killing a man with a carving knife in the fifth rib, which reminds us, the Gemara describes Yoav's trial. When Eliyahu asked him why he killed Avner, and Yoav explained he was the Goel Hadam for his brother Asael, whom Avner killed. But Eliyahu argued that Asael was a rodef, he was a pursuer who was trying to kill Avner, and Avner was permitted to kill him. Yoav replied, Avner could have saved himself through injuring one of Asael's limbs, so killing him constitutes murder. He pointed out that Avner struck him precisely at the fifth rib where the gallbladder and the liver hang, and surely could have disarmed him with one of his limbs. So the butcher was killed by a Goel Hadam for killing a man with a carving knife in the fifth rib, after he ruined the peacemaking meat boar wrapped in a king's cloak by inserting a thorn into it, which reminds us, the pasuk says that Yoav sent messengers after Avner, Yeshiva Oso Mebor HaSira, and they brought him back from Bor HaSira. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana darshens this name. Bor HaSira garmu lo Avner sheyareg. A pit and a thorn caused Avner to be killed. This refers to two incidents when Shaul might have reconciled with David if not for Avner. In the first incident, David had an opportunity to kill Shaul and instead took his spear and water container, i.e. his boar, and in the second cut off a piece of his cloak, demonstrating he did not want to kill Shaul. Instead of convincing Shaul of this point, Avner suggested in the first incident that a soldier had given the items to David and in the second that a thorn, a seer, tore his cloak. So the butcher was killed by a Goel Hadam for killing a man with a carving knife in the fifth rib after he ruined the peacemaking meat boar wrapped in a king's cloak by inserting a thorn into it, had always insisted that the items on his dinner menu be listed in order of importance, which reminds us we learned that the order of a Mishnah's list is usually not particular, with exceptions, the Dald Miso's basin and the seven Samanim, the seven cleaning agents for determining if a stain is needed blood, which must be applied precisely in the Mishnah's order. So once again, the butcher was killed by a Goel Hadam for killing a man with a carving knife in the fifth rib after he ruined the peacemaking meat boar wrapped in a king's cloak by inserting a thorn into it, had always insisted that the items on his dinner menu be listed in order of importance. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf mem hey. So the simmer daf mem hey is manishtana, and we often use a seder in the simmon. So here goes. The strange seder where a young boy asks, manishtana, manishtana, that must be on daf mem hey. The strange seder where a young boy asks, Ma nishtana, the clothing for a woman getting skila versus clothing for a sota, which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchus about concern for immoral thoughts regarding stoning and sota, and the seeming contradiction in the sheetahs of the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. So the strange satyr, a young boy, asked, Ma, nishtana, the clothing for a woman getting skila versus clothing for a sota, was held right inside a base of skila, which was 3 times the height of a man, for Misa Yafa purposes, which reminds us, the next mission describes the process of skila. The stoning grounds are at an elevation of 2 heights of a man. Abraisa notes that accounting for the person's standing height, the total is 3 times a man's height. The Gemara wonders why this height is necessary, because a Mishnah teaches that a pit with a depth of merely 10 tefachim is enough to kill a person. Rav Nachman answers in Rabba Bar Avuha's name that the pasuk says, "V'haftil recha kamocha," you shall love your fellow like yourself, implying, "Boru lo misa yafa," choose for him a favorable death, meaning the conditions of the execution should ensure a less painful death. So the strange seder where a young boy asked, Ma, nishtana, the clothing for a woman getting skila versus clothing for a sota, was held right inside a base of skila, which was 3 times the height of a man for misa yafa purposes, and was attended by a witness whose hands were severed before the skila and was therefore exempt from the execution, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Nikta yad ha'edim patr, if the witness's hands became severed before the stoning, he's exempt from the execution because the pasuk requires yad ha'edim tiebo barishona, the hand of the witnesses shall be first against him to kill him, and this is now lacking. Daf mem vav, so the simmer daf mem vav is a cow that goes moo. So here goes. The basin who executed a man for riding a cow, that must be on daf mem vav, moo. The Beis Din who executed a man for riding a cow on Shabbos, even though it's only a derabbanan, which reminds us, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Shemati shebeis din makim onshin shelo min haTorah. I heard that Beis Din may administer lashes and punishments not prescribed by the Torah. This is not to transgress the Torah's laws, el kedei lasu siyag haTorah. Rather, it's to erect a fence to protect the Torah's laws. There was an incident during the period of the Greeks in which someone rode a horse on Shabbos, which is a rabbinic prohibition, and he was brought to Beis Din and stoned. Not that he was fit for such a punishment, but that the times required it because of a general decline in Shmir Shabbos at the time as a result of Roman oppression. So, the Beis Din who executed a man for riding a cow on Shabbos, even though it's only a derabbanan, didn't hang him overnight because he was the king's twin, which reminds us, the next mission discusses how hanging after the execution was performed and how the body should not be left hanging overnight. Rameer provides a mashal illustrating how a hanged person is a curse of Hashem. It's like twin brothers, one of whom was appointed king and the other became abandoned and was hanged. But people who saw him said, the king has been hanged and the king ordered him taken down. So the Beis Din who executed a man for riding a cow on Shabbos, even though it's only a derabbanan, didn't hang him overnight because he was the king's twin, and gave him a proper burial to avoid disgrace to him and his family, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, Kavura Mishum Bizyonahu, is the purpose of burial to avoid disgrace to the mace and his family, or Mishum Kaparahu, is it to obtain atonement for the mace? A nafkamina would be where the person asks not to be buried. He cannot impose a disgrace upon his family, but he can refuse the kapara. Several proofs are brought, but are deflected. Daf Mem Zayin, so the simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The family going through the maze, that must be run Daf Mem Zayin. The family going through the maze to bury their executed brother in one of 2 designated cemeteries and not next to the burial spot of a tzaddik, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Mem Vav Amanov taught that those executed by Beis Din are not initially buried in their family cemetery, but were buried in one of 2 designated cemeteries for executed convicts. The Gemara explains, Lefisha in Kovrin Russia, Eitzel Tzaddik, because we don't bury our Russia beside a tzaddik. Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina derives this from the incident in which a false prophet's body was hastily thrown near Elisha, and when he touched Elisha's bones, he came to life and stood on his feet, apparently so he should not remain buried next to the righteous Elisha. So the family going through the maze to bury their executed brother in one of 2 designated cemeteries and not next to the burial spot of a tzaddik stopped to discuss if a resident of an Ir Nidachah has received kapara through his death, which reminds us, Rav Yosef assumed that the residents of an Ir Nidachah received atonement when they're executed and lost their status as Rishayim. Abaya asked, do you think that one who dies while still in his rishus without doing tshuva receives kapara through his death? Abai distinguishes between those killed unjustly by Gentile governments, who do receive kapara, and those killed by Beis Din, who deserve their execution, and it does not atone for them. So the family going through the maze to bury their executed brother in one of 2 designated cemeteries, and not next to the burial spot of a tzaddik, stopped to discuss if a resident of an Ir Nidachah has received kapara through his death. While one member stepped away to take earth from a tzaddik's grave to cure his fever, since the karka was an asr, Bahana, which reminds us people used to take earth from Rav's graves to cure fevers. And when Shmuel was asked about it, he said, Yausavdin, they are acting properly. Karka Olam, who it's part of the earth. But Karka Olam ain't an aseris, and the earth cannot become forbidden as one of the needs of the burial. This is derived from a hekesh between graves and Avodah Zarah, teaching that just as regarding Avodah Zarah, but Mechuber Lomitzara, that which is attached to the ground does not become forbidden in Hana, the same applies to graves. Daf Mem Ches. So the Simmer Daf Mem Ches relates to Moach, brain, and we use brainiacs. So here goes. Well, one brainiac, that must be on Daf Mem Ches, Moach. Well, one brainiac examined a tefillin bag under a microscope to determine whether Hazmana Milsi, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlok as if Hazmana Milsi, if designation before use is a significant matter regarding burial shrouds and tefillin bags. So, while one brainiac examined a tefillin bag under a microscope to determine whether Hazmana Milsi, his brainiac brother was trying to discover whether a pair of tefillin was made from leather that was tan l'shma, which reminds the Gemara brings a machlokas if hides must be tan l'shma for tefillin cases. So, while one brainiac examined a tefillin bag under a microscope to determine whether Hazmana Milsi, his brainiac brother was trying to discover whether a pair of tefillin was made from leather that was tan l'shma. By putting it through the high-powered semiconductor x-ray machine they inherited from their father after he was executed by the king for rebellion, which reminds us, in a brisa, the Tanakhama says, Haruge Malchus Nichsen Lamelech, regarding those executed by the king for rebellion, their property goes to the king. Haruge Basin Nichsen Lyorshin, regarding those executed by Basin, their property goes to the heirs. Ryuta says that even the property of those executed by the king belongs to the Yorshim. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which of the one that the body is hanged after stoning? That's on Daf. Good number two. Which stuff do you when the Rebbe Lazar explained? La'om yaktim adam tefilo atzara. A person should always preempt a trouble with prayer. That's on Daf. Good number three. Which of the one the witness's hands became severed before the stoning? He exempts the convicted from skila. That's on Daf. Good number four. Which stuff do you about Yoav's trial and why he killed Avner? That's on Daf. Memtask. Good number five, which stuff do you discuss for which sins were Jews not responsible for each other until entering Eretz Yisrael? That's on Daf. Mem Gimel. Good number six, which stuff do we Malkovukas if Hazmana Milsahi regarding a tefillin bag? That's on Daf. Memchask. Good number seven, which stuff do we learn that the order of a Mishnah's list is usually not particular, except we have exceptions such as the Arba Mises Basin and the seven Simanim the cleaning agents use to determine if blood is need of blood. That's on Daf. Memtask. Good number eight, which stuff do the question whether burial is Mishum Bizyona because of disgrace of the mace in the family or Mishum Kapara? That's on Daf. Memvav. Good number nine. Which daf do you malchok is about concern for immoral thoughts regarding stoning a woman and a sota? That's on Daf. Memhe. Good number 10. Which daf do you and why Avner was killed and how it relates to a pit and a thorn? That's on Daf. Memtes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.